In New Jersey, the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, one of only three statewide elected positions in the state, last ran for public office 36 years ago. He hadn't even lived in the state until he moved back a few months ago. And yet Jeff Bell beat out three challengers in a low turnout, low interest primary last week. That's just one in a series of strange election stories to come out of New Jersey over the last year. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz joins us now to discuss the always interesting political twists and turns in the Garden State. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Stirs.
So just how low was the turnout in last Tuesday's primary?
7.6%.
Wow.
It's not the worst ever, but still crazy low for a primary that featured almost all of New Jersey's representation in Washington, a Senate seat in the entire congressional delegation. In Bergen County alone, which is considered a bellwether for the state, 43% of Republican voters just didn't vote for the top of the ticket U.S. Senate race. So none of the above actually won that contest.
So what's going on in New Jersey? I mean, there were four Republican candidates who wanted to challenge Democrat Cory Booker, but none were elected officials with name recognition. Why didn't any known Republicans run?
There are several reasons. The most obvious is that Cory Booker, the Democratic incumbent, has a ton of money and name recognition. He's a moderate in a blue state with major, major celebrity status. So some state senators who may have run for U.S. Senate before, like Joe Carillos, Tom Kaine Jr., may have shied away for that reason. But some Republicans I spoke to actually blame Governor Christie. They say he has done little to build the party in the state. He barely campaigned for Republican state legislators last year, and he has shown little interest in supporting Republicans for statewide office. He doesn't generally allow his Lieutenant Governor, Kim Guadagno, who's the only other statewide Republican, to even talk to the press. He didn't release a statement or a tweet congratulating Jeff Bell on his Senate win last week, and that was pretty telling. And as a Republican in New Jersey, unless you have Christie fully backing and particularly fundraising for your candidacy, it's going to be very tough to win.
There are, 12 congressional seats up for election, too, so it can't be all chalked up to Cory Booker's invincibility. Are there other reasons for the low turnout?
Yes. One is that there are just so many elections in New Jersey. There have literally been elections most months in the last year. So working backward, there was last week's election. That's June. You also mentioned a runoff election in Trenton tomorrow. The race for mayor in Newark and several other towns was in May. School board elections were in April. Last year, there were special Senate elections in August and October, and then a gubernatorial election in November. The New Jersey Comptroller recently came out with a report about fire district elections, and some towns have these votes for fire commissioners and fire budgets. These are tax-charging entities, and they have their elections in yet another month, February. So guess what the turnout was for one fire district in Brick Township in 2012? It was 0.06%.
Unbelievable. The other odd election story last week was the ballot in District 1. That's the Camden County district that had both a regular primary and a special primary with the same candidates. That was kind of confusing.
Right. This is part of New Jersey controlled by political boss George Norcross. Congressman Rob Andrews, who was once a rising star in New Jersey's Democratic Party, resigned in February. So there was a special election, a primary and a general to fill out his term. And then there was also a re-election for the primary and the general for the new term that starts in January 2015. So George's brother, Donald Norcross, ran against two other Democrats for both the special election and the regular election, but this was all on the same ballot. So voters might have been confused, but it also created another very interesting situation. It allows donors like Donald's wealthy brother, George, to give money to him twice. Instead of the normal maximum of a $5,200 donation, donors can give up to $10,400, and political action committees can give $20,000 per candidate instead of $10,000. So as you can imagine, Norcross won the primary and is a lock in the general.
All right. Well, I guess that makes it slightly clearer. Thanks so much, Matt.
You got it, Stirs.
Matt Katz is our Christie tracker, which you can find at WNYC.org/Christie. This is WNYC.